This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hi, everybody. My name is Josh Misui. I am the sound designer and audio engineer for Boom, a serial drama podcast, and I want to talk to you about supporting Boom and Observer Pictures. The show exists because of you, and by supporting us through Patreon, that will help us to ensure that we can give you the best quality show that we can. As a patron, you'll get exclusive episodes and merchandise, discounts at the Teespring shop, peeks behind the scenes, and much more. And best of all, it starts at just $2 a month. So please visit boom.observerpictures.com and click on the Become a Member to join Patreon today. Now, here's the show.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama podcast. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 19, The Light of Day. The morning after her show, Myra wakes to the smell of pancakes and bacon. When she opens the door, she finds Luke in the kitchen making breakfast.
Morning.
Hey. When did you get here?
Late. Sorry I missed your show. I'm sure it was awesome.
No worries. I'm hoping there will be more.
No doubt. People would be stupid not to hire you. You're fucking phenomenal.
Thanks. Where's Allie?
Still sleeping. I didn't want to wake her.
Then who are you cooking for?
I guess you. You hungry?
Sure. Wait, are those blueberry pancakes? That's it. I'm gonna need you to move in. I could definitely get used to this every morning.
I would happily cook for you anytime.
Is there syrup?
I got maple. I know that's what you like.
Seriously, stop being amazing already.
Allie told me Porter showed up last night.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
You talked to him?
A little.
Allie made it sound like more than that.
Allie wishes I would just beat him up.
Not the worst idea I've ever heard.
Don't do that.
Sorry. What did he say? I mean, if you want to talk about it, it's fine if you don't.
No, it's all right. He said he liked the show, and he apologized.
He apologized? Like, just said, I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's usually how apologies work.
That's some weak-ass bullshit. He abandoned you.
He didn't abandon me, Luke.
He left the hospital, and then he didn't talk to you for a week.
That's not abandonment.
Whatever. I would have to be dead to not talk to you for a week. What else did he say?
That he loved me.
Again, bullshit.
Hey!
Let me repeat. He abandoned you. If you were my girlfriend, I would be with you 24/7. Do whatever you need me to do. That's love. He doesn't love you. Are you back together?
No.
Oh. Do you want to be?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know.
You shouldn't marry someone you don't love.
Well, right now I'm not marrying anyone.
I think that's good.
You've obviously been talking to Allie.
No. Well, yeah, but I agree with her. You and Porter shouldn't get married. You two don't belong together.
Ellie said that?
No, I did.
Really?
You deserve better than him. You deserve someone who really shows how much he loves you. Porter's selfish. He only thinks about himself.
He's a little selfish sometimes, but...
But nothing, Myra. That's not right. I'm not selfish.
Well, that's for sure. You got my medicine and cooked and cleaned. You've been such a great help around here lately.
You deserve it.
Allie's really lucky. I have to admit, I was a little worried about you two getting back together. That shit you pulled at the engagement party, that was a bit much.
I'm sorry about that. That was stupid. I shouldn't have upset you like that.
You've more than made up for it. I might be a little jealous of Allie.
Really?
A little, if I'm being honest.
Honesty's good. You don't have to be, though.
Honest?
Jealous. You don't have to be jealous of Allie and me.
I know, but I see her with you and she's just so happy. And I just feel lost. God, I'm sorry. I'm just laying this all out here and I didn't mean to get so serious this early in the morning.
You don't have to feel lost.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Is a hug not okay? I'm not great at this all the time.
No, it's fine. We'll just have to see how things play out.
Yeah, okay.
I'm meeting Porter in a couple of days. We're gonna talk. Really talk, I think.
What?
That was the other thing he said. He asked if we could talk.
But you just said you didn't want to marry him. That you didn't trust him.
Right now, I don't fully trust him, but Luke, I still love him. I can't just all of a sudden stop doing that.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Because he's Porter. And everybody fucking loves Porter.
Morning. What's going on?
Nothing. Nothing. We're good.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm gonna get dressed. I got something I need to take care of.
Right now? I just got up.
Yeah, Allison. Right now.
What the hell was that?
He's mad that I'm going to go talk to Porter.
You're gonna go to talk to Porter? When was this decided?
Last night.
Seriously? He comes to your show and you're all a big puddle again.
We're just talking.
You were supposed to just talk the last time and then someone didn't come home.
Oh, I was lying to you then. Yeah, I had all intentions of staying the night.
So I am supposed to believe that you two are just going to talk this time?
Come on. I didn't give you this much shit when you two got back together. And you got back together at least twice that first night.
True story. Sorry. A little not, but okay. Did he make pancakes? He promised me pancakes.
That he did.
Sweet. I was just playing.
Manners.
Sorry, Mom. I just think you should know most of the deep, dark secrets about someone before, you know, you spend the rest of your lives together. And Porter seems like he's holding on to some whoppers.
Yeah, there's definitely something. I'm not sure how deep and dark it is, though.
You never know. I mean, who just walks out of a fucking hospital like that? He didn't even wait for you to wake up. But you forgave him. Just like that.
I feel like we've already been over this.
I'm just... Mai, you're my best friend. I love you, and I just want you to be good. Happy. I want you to be happy. Do you really think you and Porter are gonna be happy?
Do you really have any room to talk? Are you and Luke happy?
We're not talking about me right now. Plus, I'm not marrying Luke.
Well, right now, I'm not marrying Porter.
But see, the difference is you want to. You do want to, right? Because if you don't, I'm totally on board for that.
Stop. He's just going...
Going through things. I know. But this is different. Ever since the engagement party, he's more... on edge. It scares me a little, and if he loves you, he should be telling you what's going on.
We're talking in a few days, so maybe he'll tell me then.
And if he doesn't?
So, what do you think about recording an EP? Do you think that would be a good idea?
Mai.
Do you think people would buy it at gigs?
Yeah. That could be good. Maybe do a digital release, too? Want more pancakes?
Thanks.
No problem.
No, Allie. Thanks.
I know. And it's no problem. Ever.
The morning after Myra's concert, Porter doesn't wake to the smell of pancakes. He wakes to the sound of his phone ringing.
Dax?
You up?
Oh, hell no. It's 8 a.m. I don't have work until this afternoon. Why are you up?
Because I have a grown-up job.
I'm too tired to be offended by that.
Can you meet me for lunch?
Maybe. Why?
I need to talk to you about Luke.
No.
Come on, Porter.
We're not talking about Luke.
But I really need to talk to you.
No. We're not mentioning anything about anyone anymore. I told you, we were just going to wait it out.
Please.
Wait it out.
I can't.
You will.
I don't think you are understanding me. We really need to talk.
What's wrong, Dax?
What's wrong? Everything, man. Everything. I was on edge all of yesterday thinking he was going to be at the show. Thank God he wasn't. I honestly have no idea how you kept it together.
I'm pretty sure I haven't.
You know what I mean. Can you please just meet me for lunch so we can talk?
We're talking right now.
Not over the phone.
Why? Do you think it's bugged or something?
I don't fucking know.
Shit, Dax, you're supposed to be the stable one.
So lunch?
I guess. I have to be at work at 1.
Good. 11 o'clock at max.
Hey, sweetie. You good?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Myra, that wasn't how I should have done that.
It's all right.
Well, I gotta go.
Where are you going?
I got a surprise for you. For both of you. I'll be back in a little while.
Oh. Okay, see you soon then.
Very soon.
Join us again next week for another episode of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter, Melinda Paul as Myra, Brian Irwin as Luke, Avalon Heron as Dax, Courtney Holly as Allie, and me, Michael R., as the narrator. Season 2 was recorded at Pod Studio 1 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Additional dialogue recorded at Bonsai Recording in Nashville, Tennessee. Production sound, Carl Huber. Assistant directors, Amanda Lorraine and Van Dunnell. Sound design and mixing, Joshua Sui. Original music, Brian Irwin. Script supervisor, Delilah Ferrer. Production assistant, Ryan Allen. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and consider giving us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information on the show, including a full list of cast and crew, and where to find us on social media, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast with a friend.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.